Sound familiar to you?
这段圣经对你们很熟悉吗？
Last Sunday, our brother from Hong Kong shared in this passage.
上个礼拜，我们从香港来的弟兄为我们交通到这段圣经。
And we're not going to go over the same material.
我们今天不再重复所讲过的。
There are a lot of verses in this chapter.
但是在这段圣经有很多的章，有很多的经节。
And last week, our brother shared the middle part of this chapter. And this morning, we're going to just look at a few thoughts in 31st to the end of the chapter.
上一周，我们弟兄与我们交通到中间的这段圣经，这章圣经，我们今天要交通从第31节到最后。
Matthew 25:31.
马太福音第25章第31节。
When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the holy angels with Him.Then he will sit on the throne of his glory.
当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上。
All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats.
万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来，好像牧羊的分别绵羊、山羊一般。
And he will set the sheep on his right hand, and on the left hand the goats.
把绵羊安置在右边，山羊在左边。
Then the king will say to those on his right hand, "Come, you blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world."
于是王要向那右边的说：“你们正蒙我父赐福的，来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。”
And now Jesus says why these sheep are going to sit on his right hand, beginning in the 35th verse. I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in.
因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住。
I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me.
我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。
And then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry?" And feed you, or thirsty, and give you drink.
一人就回答说：“主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了，给你吃；渴了，给你喝
？”When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you?
什么时候见你做客旅，留你住，或是赤身露体，给你穿
？Or when did we see you sick or in prison? He will answer and say to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch." If you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me. Then he will say also to those on the left hand, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels."
王又要向那左边的说：“你们这位受辱的人，离开我，进入那位魔鬼和他的使者所预备的营。”
For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink.
因为我饿了，你不给我吃；渴了，你不给我喝。
I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, you did not visit me. Then they also will answer him, saying, "Lord, we did not see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you."
他们也要回答说：“主啊，我们时候见你饿了。”什么时候见你饿了，或渴了，或做客旅，或赤身露体，或病了，或在监里，不伺候你呢？
Then he will answer them, saying, "Assuredly I say unto you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me."
王要回答说：“我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既不做在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是不做在我身上了。”
And these will go away.Into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life.
这些人要往永生里去，那些义人要往永生里去。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Father, again, as we open your word, we're thankful that we have a high priest.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。当我们打开你的话语的时候，我们要谢谢你，我们有一位大祭司。
We're thankful this morning, Father, that you've already present yourself with us.
今天早上我们感谢你今日与我们同在。
And again, we have to ask for more mercy, more grace, in order for you to come into our midst, even for another period.
我们要向你求你更多的恩典，愿意你在这一段时候与我们同在。
But because of your compassion, you desire to do that.
因着你的连续，你喜悦这样子做。
This morning, Father, we say in our hearts, we are indeed thirsty, we are indeed hungry, we are naked, we are strangers, and we want your blessing.
今天早上，天父，我们要对你说，我们是渴了、饿了，我们是赤身露体，我们也是做客旅的，我们需要你的恩典。
Visit us this next hour.
来与我们交通。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠主耶稣。
Amen. Amen.Last Sunday morning, I was impressed by the word that our brother shared in the middle of this chapter.
上一周我们弟兄的交通实在让我得到很大的帮助。
I was burdened by this word increase.
最近心里有个负担就是要扩大。
For those of you who were not here, our brother shared regarding the one and the two and the five towns.
我们的弟兄上周与我们交通到有一千两银子的两千两银子和五千两的。
And in one word that came out of that lesson was the need for all of us to increase.
在上周的交通里面让我们学习到一件事情就是我们每个人都要扩张。
The Lord has all given us, as was mentioned earlier this morning, a vessel.
今天早上我们已经交通过我们主都给我们每人一个小小的一个器皿。
And the Lord desires to pour into that vessel that there might be an increase or an expression of the Lord Jesus.
神愿意将他的祝福倾倒在那个器皿里面，然后我们能够彰显出来。
But the one talent man did not increase. He took it and he hid it.
那个拿了一千两银子，他并没有把它增加，他只把它藏起来了。
He first of all didn't think that he received enough.
他大概刚开始讲说他没有拿到足够的。
He was a little upset because one person had received two talents, another person had received five talents, and he was just a little vessel.
他心里有点不高兴，因为另外一个拿了两千两的银子，还有一个拿了五千两的银子，他只不过是一个小小的器皿。
And because of his own pride, he hid the little that the Lord had given him. Whether it's money, whether it's love, whether it's joy, it's peace, and multiply that.
上一周，弟兄也向我们有这样的挑战，愿意我们将神所给我们的，不管是时间、金钱，或者各样其他的恩赐，都能够使它增加。
And the burden that was laid on my heart towards the end of the message last Sunday, well, how do we increase?
那在上一周交通里面给我的一个负担就是，那我们如何来使这些增加呢？
And I was reminded, well, read the rest of the story.
那我就那个弟兄就提醒我们说，叫我们再继续读下去。
So when I got home, I read the rest of the chapter.
所以我回家以后就把剩下的故事读下去。
And the Lord, in this little passage, I think gives us six wonderful words on how to increase.
在下面这段经文里面，神就给我六个字，让我们知道如何来增加。
In this passage we just read, has anyone figured out what the six words are?
在我们刚刚读过这段经文里面，有没有人已经知道是哪六个字呢？
I'll give you a clue. They're mentioned four times.
我给你们一点提示，就是那他们总共提了四次。
There's six words that the Lord in this short passage mentioned four times.
在这短短的经文里面，这六个字，神提了四次。
What's the first one?
第一个是什么？
Hungry.
第一个是饥饿。
Second word.
第二个是
thirsty.
第二个是渴了。
Third word.
第三个是
stranger.
做客旅。
Fourth word.
第四个
naked.
赤身露体。
Fifth word.
第五个是
sick.
病了。
And the sixth word.
第六个
是 the Lord says here, and he repeats it four times, if you understand these six words,You will not be a goat, be a sheep.
在这边，神把这六个词提了四次， 若是我们能够明白这六个字，我们就不会是一个山羊，而能够成为一个绵羊了。
We have the privilege of entering into the right hand of the Lord, not the left.
我们就能够进入到神的右边，而不是在左边。
There are some facts regarding this story.
关于这个故事里有一些事实。
The first fact that we see is that Jesus is coming again.
第一个事实就是我们知道主耶稣要再来。
He's coming and he's going to rule over all.
他要再来，而且他要掌权。
We also see that all nations and peoples will be subject to Christ.
我们要看到万国与万民都要聚集在他面前。
We also see in these few verses that there's going to be a time of judgment.
我们在这段圣经也看到将要有审判。
Jesus Christ himself is going to hold court.
主耶稣他要是那个审判官。
We also see that there are sheep and there are going to be goats, and these two are going to be separated.
那我们也要看见将要有绵羊也有山羊，他们而且要被分别出来。
In verses 34 and 46b, we see that there's a place of eternal life and inheritance, which we call the kingdom.
在34节跟40节里面，我们看到为我们预备一个国，而且并要赐福给我们。
And also in that 46th verse, we see that there's a place of everlasting punishment.
然后在四十六节我们也看到那在有一个永刑。
These are the facts.
这些都是事实。
This is the background.
这些就是背景。
I would like to, before I go any further though, just put a little disclaimer out. Got a word?
我愿意先声明一下。
We're not going to debate in the next few minutes that we have what are the minimum requirements to enter into the kingdom.
不愿意说来争论说我们要有怎么样基础的要求能够进到天国。
There's something about man that always wants to, what is the least I have to do to get an A?
在人的里面总是想说什么是我最少要做然后能够得到 A 的。
What are the minimum requirements?
什么是最基本的要求?
We're not going to talk about that.
我们不会讲到那些。
We can debate that.
我们可以争论那些。
I think that there's a lot of answer right in John 3:16.
那我在约翰福音第三章十六节里面就有许多的答案。
Because in that verse, it simply says, For God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him should not perish and have everlasting life.
因为在那节说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生爱子赐给我们。叫一切相信的，不至灭亡，必得永生。
The Bible also says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved."
圣经也告诉我们，相信主耶稣的，就必得到生命。
A lot of people believe.
许多人相信。
A lot of philosophers believe that Jesus Christ came to this earth. But believe means to trust.
It
means to trust with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our understanding. If we were upset this week about anything, we weren't trusting the Lord for that.But we have a high priest that we can go to, confess that, and be reunited.
但是我们有一个大祭司，我们可以到他的面前认罪，然后我们就能够与神联合。
But in this chapter, this morning, we're going to just discuss the criteria that the Lord Himself, this is the Lord speaking, the Lord Himself has said is the criteria to enter in to my right hand.
今天早上我们要交通到说主所说的几点如何来进入到他的右边。
Jesus, in these six words, in this passage, gives us the answer.
在这段圣经里面这六个词就给我们答案。
I think all of us maybe know these six words.
我们每一个人都知道这六个词。
But it's not again enough to know.
但是我们只是知道是不够的。
We must act, experience these words, and then act on those words.
我们必须经历这些词，而且把它行出来。
These six words are mentioned from Genesis to Revelation.
从创世纪里一直到启示录都提到这六个词。
First word is hunger.
第一个词是饿。
And I think that if we were to just have a raise of hands right now, give some examples in the Bible where it speaks of the Lord meeting the needs of the hungry people, it would, a lot of people would speak up.
就是我们问说，在座人是不是能不能够举例说，在圣经里面神主耶稣如何来答应人的需求的话，我想很多人都会举手知道。
Probably the most familiar example is feeding of the children of Israel with manna.
那我们有一个最有名的就是神他用玛拿来供应以色列民。
In Exodus 16, don't look up the verse, just mark it. In Exodus 16, we have that story of the manna and meat in the evening.
我们在出埃及记第十六章，我们就会看到有玛拿供应他们，并且在晚上有肉食给他们吃。
We come to the New Testament and we see the Lord Himself feeding the 5,000 and the 4,000.
我们在新约里面，我们又看到主耶稣他亲自来。喂饱五千人跟四千人。
These are all physical examples.
这些都是外面的一些例子。
And all these physical examples and stories in the Bible lead us to always a spiritual story.
这些外面的一些例子，实际的例子，就带领我们进入到一个属灵的实际。
As we were studying this morning, the tabernacle, the high priest, and the priest, all of those were pictures leading us to God and His Son, our great high priest.
今天我们早上交通到的会幕大祭司和祭司都是一个小影，引我们进入到属灵里面，看见主耶稣是我们的大祭司。
And the same thing with this word hungry and feeding, we're always being led towards the goal.
就是饥饿跟饱足这两个词也是要带领我们进入看见更大的。
And the goal in this case is found in John 6:33, where Jesus says, "I am the bread of life."
这个要带领我们去的目标就是我们在约翰福音三章里面看到说，主耶稣说我就是生命的粮。
God also, we see all through the Bible, has made provision for us to experience this word thirsty. When he gave the children of Israel water out of the rock.
在圣经里面，我们也看到说，神赐给以色列人水喝，就解决他们渴的问题。
And at the well in John 4, we see the counterpart, Jesus speaking to the woman at the well, "I am the living water. If you drink of me, you will not thirst again."
在约翰福音第四章里面，我们又看见主耶稣他自己对那坐在井边的妇人说，我就是生命的水，喝了我就不会再渴。
God has always been interested in the strangers.
神是对做客旅的都是关心的。
Let's just look up one verse, Deuteronomy 10.
那我们看生命记第十章。
Deuteronomy 10.
生命记第十章。
17, 18, and 19. For the Lord your God is a God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty, awesome, who shows no partiality nor takes a bribe.
因为耶和华你们的神，他是万神之神，万主之主，至大的神，大有能力，大而可畏，不以貌取人，也不受贿赂。
He administers justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the stranger, giving him food and clothing. God says, therefore, love the stranger, for you too were strangers in the land of Egypt.
所以你们要怜 爱寄居的，因为你们在埃及地也做过寄居的。
The reason I wanted us to look at those verses because we have clothing, we have food, and we also see this word stranger.
弟兄姊妹看这段圣经的目的就是在这边赐给他衣食又有寄居的。
In Joshua 20, we see a city of refuge.
在约书亚记第二十章我们看到逃城。
And one of the purposes for the city of refuge were for strangers.
这个逃城的目的是为了那些做客旅的设立。
But then let's look at the counterpart in the New Testament, Ephesians 2:19.
我们看以弗所书第二章第十九节，以弗所书第二章第十九节。
Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。
The fourth word is this word naked.
第四个词就是赤身露体。
And we can go right back to Adam and Eve, and we see their nakedness, and what happened? God clothed them.
我们可以马上就回到亚当和夏娃，当他们赤身露体的时候，神就为他们做衣服。
He made provision for their flesh.
他们为了他的肉体有所预备。
Fifth word, sickness.The Lord visits us.
第五个是我们病人的时候，神来看我
们。That verse in Isaiah 53, I think, is familiar to all, where it says, "By His stripes we are healed."
在以赛亚书五十三章，我们知道，因着他的鞭伤，我们得到医治。
And then, as we go through the Gospels, we see many times where the Lord meets the people that are sick and heals them.
当我们读福音的时候，我们看到主耶稣常常医治那些有疾病的。
There's a verse, Luke 4:40, it says that he healed everyone that was in his vicinity.
在路加福音四章四十节里面告诉我们他医治在他周围的人。
We also see God's provision in the sixth word, prison. For example, bringing the children of Israel out of their bondage.
第六个词就是说他们在监里的时候，那例如那些神把那些以色列人从他们捆绑中带领出来。
In the 142nd Psalm, David writes about being in the cave, and he says, "Deliver me out of this prison."
在诗篇第104篇里面，大卫在那个山洞里的时候，他就祷告主就救他脱离那里。
Joseph at least a couple times was delivered from an area of bondage.
约瑟的身上也有许多的时候，神来救他脱离他的捆绑。
Out of the pit that his brothers prepared for him.
神救他脱离那个他弟兄把他丢进去的那个洞。
Out of prison in Egypt.
也救他离开了在埃及里面的在埃及的那个监狱里。
And of course, in Exodus 13, we see that beautiful picture of Moses leaving and Joseph's even his bones are being.Were being delivered out of Egypt.
那我们在出埃及记里面就十三章里就看到，当摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候，那约瑟他的骸骨也被带领离开埃及。
On Friday night, we've been studying Acts, and we see some wonderful times there where the Lord came and delivered or visited the apostles in prison.
在我们礼拜五晚上我们读使徒行传的时候，我们也看到。主耶稣神他自己常常来看顾在监里面的那些使徒们，或者是救他们脱离监狱。
See a couple examples of Peter being met by the Lord in Acts 5:12, and also Peter and Silas, or Paul and Silas in Acts 16.
在使徒行传第五章十二节里面。第五章和十二章里面，我们看到彼得神来应付彼得的需要，然后我们又看到后来又看到那个保罗和希拉，神如何帮他们领他们出监狱。
And each one of us can even think in our own particular lives the number of times the Lord has met us when it comes to sin, self, Satan in his power and even the bondage of the world.
在我们个人的生活里面，我们也可以见证说，主也常常来救我们，脱离我们自己的罪恶，我们的自己或者是撒旦或者是其他的事，捆绑我们的事。
As I was thinking of this, I was even thinking of many of the people, even in the underground, China, who, in one sense, are in a human bondage, but how the Lord meets them each day.
我当我讲到这的时候，我也想到那些在中国的地下聚会的那些弟兄姊妹们，他们外面是受人的捆绑，但是神自己却来供应他们。
And you know, this is kind of an interesting thought. There are Christians who are in more bondage in the United States today. Christians, I said, in more bondage today than many brothers and sisters who are in the underground, say in China.
是很奇怪的一件事情，就是今天在美国有更多的基督徒，他们是落在一个捆绑里面，甚至于在中国那些地下教会里面的弟兄姊妹。
And the reason for that is that the Lord Himself is visiting them each day.
这个原因就是因为主耶稣他自己来看顾他们。
The important thing is not knowing this. I think what I just went through in these first few minutes is really something that everyone knows.
我刚刚所讲的大家都知道。
The important thing is that we come into the experience of what these six words are in our own life.
重要的是我们要进入这几个词的实际。
In this passage, we see that the requirement is that we administer food to the sick. Food to the hungry.
我们在这里面让我们看见，就是我们要供应那些饥饿的人。
Drink to the thirsty.
供应食物水让那些渴的人喝。
That the stranger be taken in.
然后接待那些做客旅的。
And there's a lot of attempts today, even in the church, to do that without experiencing what God's provision has been for us.
今天我们在教会里面常常这样子做，却没有经历到神为我们所预备。
So first of all, brothers and sisters, each one of us must drink of the Lord Jesus every day.
第一个就是弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都要每一天来喝主的血。
In John 6, he says, "Drink of my blood."
在约翰第六章里，他告诉我们说，要我们喝他的血。
Drink of my forgiveness.
喝他的
Drink of my life.
喝他的生命。
Eat my body.
吃他的肉。
These are criteria. These are priorities. These are things that have to be accomplished if we are to give drink and give food to someone else.
若是我们要供应要给别人食物，给别人水喝，这些事情是我们自己必须要先经历。
Our brother already mentioned in Sunday school, if there is nothing in us, then there is nothing to share with one another.
我们弟兄在主日学的时候已经与我们交通到，若是我们里面没有什么东西的话，我们就没有办法与弟兄姊妹交通。
We ourselves must not be a stranger to the Lord.
我们自己与神之间不能是一个陌生的关系。
The very purpose that you and I are on this earth is actually to become betrothed. Married to the Lord Himself.
你我今天在地上的目的就是我们要与神与主有联合。
We're to become a companion.
我们要成为主的同伴。
That's why the Lord, all through the Bible, doesn't like this word stranger. He's trying to make us friends, not strangers.
所以在我们在圣经里面可以看见，神并不喜欢我们与他有个陌生的关系，要我们与他做朋友。
We also must experience not only companionship, but his clothing.
不仅我们要经历这个同伴的关系，而且他来做衣服给我们穿。
All through the Bible, we see that he has provided covering for us.
他一直为我们预备一个遮盖。
Our parents are our covering.
我们的父母是我们的遮盖。
The fellowship, this fellowship right here, the Church Universal, is a covering for us. Your employment, your boss is a covering.
你的老板也是一个遮盖。
Even if your boss is a non-believer, Romans 13:1 says your boss is put there by the Lord Jesus, he forms a covering for you.
在罗马书一章十三节里面告诉我们说，即使我们的老板不是一个不信主的人，他也是神亲手放在那边成为我们的一个遮盖。
Even our government is a covering.
我们的政府也是我们的一个遮盖。
Even a poor, say communistic government is a government. The Lord Jesus allowed that government to be there.
即使是一个共产的国家，一个政府也是神允许它的存在在那边成为。
Without that covering, people will destroy themselves.
那也成为他们的一个遮盖，因为没有那个遮盖，人就会自己毁灭。
And as brothers and sisters, we're not to complain about that. We need to come in and appreciate that covering that the Lord has provided.
我们不要埋怨，我们要来感谢神，他为我们所预备的这些遮盖。
All of us need to honor our parents.
我们每一个人都要孝敬父母。
We could all stand up right now and tell 10 weaknesses of our parents.
我们每一个人都也许都可以站起来说，我们父母有的10个缺点。
But God didn't say honor your parents only if they're perfect.
但是神并没有告诉我们说，只有当你父母是完美的时候才要孝敬他。
God has provided that covering for us. He's also personally covered each one of us with the righteousness of Christ.
父母是神为我们所预备的一个遮盖，他并且自己亲自以他的公义成为我们的遮盖。
And when we experience that covering, then we can also then be a covering for others. We will be able to share.
若是我们自己能够经历这样的遮盖，我们也能够成为其他人的遮盖。
The fifth is this word sickness.
在下面一个词就是生病。
All of us must experience God's visitation during sickness.
我们在生病的时候都经历到神来看顾我们。
Obviously, we first of all gravitate again to the physical, thinking, I need someone to visit me when I'm sick, physically.
首先就会想说，当我生病的时候，我希望有别人来看顾我。
God does that. He is our healing.
神是这样子做，他是我们的医治。
It is true. By His stripes we are healed.
是的，是因着他所受的鞭伤，我们得到医治。
But more important, and much more important, is than physical healing, is the healing of our spirit.
比我们肉体身体上得到医治更重要的，乃是我们属灵里面得到医治。
All of us have little problems. If we don't now, we will when we get older, because this body is decaying.
我们现在也许没有什么问题，但是当我们年纪越来越大的时候，我们就会经历一些困难，因为我们的身体是渐渐衰败。
This is only a shell. This holds what God is after, and that is the spirit, the soul.
我们的身体，外面的身体不过是一个壳，里面的灵与魂才是神所要得到的。
The next area is this word prison.
在下面一个地点就是在监里。
Has the Lord lifted you out of bondage this week?
在这一周里面，神是否让你从你自己的捆绑里面被提升出来？
Does it take very long for your mind to put you into bondage?
是不是要花很长时间，让你自己落入自己的一个捆绑里？
I think around Thursday of this week, the headline says that the economy is worse than ever.
在四早上那个头条新闻就是说，经济是现在是在最糟糕的情况。
You know, if you were out of work and you read those headlines, it would be kind of a helpless and hopeless situation.
若是你现在已经失业了，然后你又看到这样子的新闻，真是落在一个绝望无望的情况中。
You know, Exxon has never provided $1 for one person on this earth.
知道那个Exxon这个公司，它没有为这世上每一个人付出太多。
Or all the other large companies in Houston, or small companies.
或者是其他任何大的或小的公司。
Every dollar comes from the Lord Himself.
每一块钱都是神所赐。
We're not to be in bondage to what the newspaper says.
我们不要因着报纸上所说的而成为我们的捆绑。
Or what our vain imaginations can come up with.
或者我们自己的幻想成为我们的捆绑。
So much is conceived in our mind, the sense of the mind. We look at a person and they have a scowl and we feel that that person has it in for us. Is mad at us.
Oh, 我们就以为他是生气了。
Isn't it amazing how just a little imagination can put us into bondage?
一点点的幻想就能够使我们落在捆绑里面。
And again, this is why we have to go back into the Word and says, Come unto me, all ye that are weak and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.
凡有重担的就来到他的面前，他就会让我们得到。
I think it's so fitting the first day of the week, for just today, that we come and we worship and we have a time of ministry before the Lord.
在一周第一天，我们能够聚集在一起来敬拜神，与神来服侍神。
What a perfect preparation when we can think that the next 6 days we're going to be in the world.
这是在我们未来六天要在这世界生活里面一个非常完美的一个预备。
I just might put in a little plug here, however. It's a long time to the next first day of the week, and it's important that we eat, drink, or clothe, are not strangers of the Lord Jesus during the interim.
到下一个礼拜还是一个很长的时间，那我们在这个时候我们就要吃主喝主，让他为我们预备衣服，并且与他没有一个陌生的关系。
In the Old Testament, we see these sacrifices that are brought to the altar. And there's one word that always interested me, and that is the fat. You know, in 1990, fat isn't a good word. But praise the Lord, in God's economy, it's a wonderful thing.
但是感谢赞美神，因为在神这个确实一个很好的。
This in 1990 is just something that man has come up with. It's not stylish today.
在1990，这只是人所想出来的一些事情。
The fat in the Old Testament on that altar was the excess.
在祭坛，在旧约里面，在祭坛前面，这个脂油是一个多余的剩余。
It really represented the life of the person.
就是代表那个人的生命。
And when we come, even like this morning, to the table, it's important that there be some fat.
当我们早上来到主的桌子面前的时候，最重要就是我们要有带着脂油来。
Hopefully, even from today, when we go out into the week, there will be some fat, some excess, some life in order to carry us. The problem is, brothers and sisters, we stop right there. To carry us. And I finally got to our passage that we read. Because the passage that we have read today says that we are to do 6 things for others.
这个我们今天所读的经文里面是说，我们要做这六件事情是为着别人做的。
We're often on such a lean diet of the Lord, we don't have enough for ourselves.
我们常常是在神的话语上常常减肥，所以呢，我们根本都没有足够的为了我们自己。
Much less for there to be a spillover onto others.
然后更不能够说有多余的来给别人。
You know what Jesus is saying here in this chapter?
你知道主在这一段圣经里说什么吗？
Saying that we're to do 6 things in order to enter into his right hand.
他说我们要做六件事情才能够进入到他的右边。那这六件事情是什么呢？
We're to feed.
我们要喂养。
We're to give drink.
我们要给人水喝。
We're to take care of the stranger.
我们要接待寄居的。
Clothe the naked.
我们要给赤身露体人衣服穿。
Visit the sick.
要去探望那些生病的。
And visit those in prison.
也探望那些在监里的。
Where does that begin?
那从哪里开始呢？
Brothers and sisters, it begins right in our own family.
那就是从我们自己的家庭里面先开始。
A lot of times, even as parents, there is no excess to even give to our children.
即使在家庭里面，即使做父母的，常常也没有剩余的能够给他的孩子们。
Husbands are on such a lean diet, they cannot give.Food to their wife.
做丈夫的他们因着自己的减肥，他们甚至不能供应他妻子的需要。
And then, to say nothing of when we go to work tomorrow, we have nothing to give.
那我们到了工作的时候，我们根本没有任何东西可以给别人。
Jesus backed up this word in Luke, 10th chapter.
在路加第十章。
Luke, the 10th chapter.
路加第十章。
Very familiar passage, the 25th verse.
第二十五节。
We have a lawyer. Remember 2 weeks ago when our brother from New York was here, he shared about a lawyer asking questions.
记得我们两周以前从纽约来的一个弟兄与我们交通到，有个律法师来问耶稣问题吗？
I don't know if this is the same lawyer here.
我不知道这是不是同样的一个律法师。
But it kind of sounds like it could be.
但是听起来好像是同一个律法师。
Because he's kind of interested in just a couple of questions. What is the most important commandment?What is the second commandment?
他所注意的就是说什么是最重要的命令呢？然后那第二个命令又是什么呢？
And Jesus says to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, with all your mind.
主就对他说，你要尽心尽意尽力爱主你的神。
And he says also your neighbors.
然后主也对他们说，你还要爱你的邻舍。
And so the lawyer comes back and he says,I think I got him here. What? Who are my neighbors?
然后那个律法师就回来说，那谁是我的邻舍呢？
And then we have this beautiful story.
然后我们就有一个这个很美丽的一个故事。
And I think it's a true story.
我想也是一个真实的故事。
In the King James, anytime you see that word, a certain man, a certain woman, the word certain, translated here, indicates that there was a certain person.
在那个英文圣经 King James 他的翻译里面，若是他说有某一个人的话，那就是真是有真实一个人那样子的一个人。
So Jesus says there was a certain man who went from Jerusalem to Jericho.
主就说有一个人，他从耶路撒冷到耶利哥去。
This was a Jewish man.
这是一个犹太人。
And some robbers came upon him.
那有一些强盗来了。
They beat him, they took off his clothes.
把他打了，然后剥了他的衣服，然后就让他躺在路边。
And then a priest came by.
然后有一个祭司来经过。
It wasn't the type of priest that our brother was talking about last hour.
这并不是我们弟兄上一个小时所提到的祭司。
And there's an interesting word there. It says he looked at him.
那个祭司就看看他。
And he went around the other side.
然后他就绕路走了。
And then what happened? A Levite comes by.
然后就是利未人来了。
Another person that's in this priestly line.
他也是一个人是在这个祭司的家里的。
In the Bible, Luke is very careful with detail here. He saw him.
他看了他。
And he went the other side.
他又绕着路走了。
Then a Samaritan came by.
然后有一个撒玛利亚人来了。
What is a Samaritan?
什么是撒玛利亚人？
Samaritans were half-breeds hated by the Jews.
撒玛利亚人他们是混合的民族，他是犹太人所恨恶的。
He got down and he started taking care of him.
他就来照顾这个人。
He put wine and oil over his wounds.
他用油和酒来抹他的伤口。
He clothed him.
他给他衣服穿。
He put him on his animal and he took him to the inn.
他把他放在他的驴子上，然后带他到一个旅馆里。
And it says there, and he cared for him.
在这边他说他照顾他。
And I think in that one phrase there, we see all six of these things being taken care of. They're feeding him, they're giving him drink, he was sick, he was in bondage, he was a stranger, definitely a stranger, half-breed, and the Samaritan took care of him.
在这个故事里面，这六件事情都包括了。那个撒玛利亚人给他东西吃，给他水喝，照顾他的伤口，然后他在落在一个捆绑里面，他也救了他，然后他是一个寄居的，他也给他衣服穿。
And if that wasn't enough, he says, "I'm going to go." He made provision. Take care of him. When I come back, I'll pay the bill.
然后他就跟那个旅店的主人说，我要走，但是你照顾他，当我回来的时候，我要补偿一切。
Jesus said, "There were three men. Which one was the neighbor?"
那主耶稣说，这边有三个人，哪一个人是这个人的邻舍呢
？And what does he say then? The last verse.
那他在最后一节怎么说呢
？What's the command?
他的命令是什么呢
？Go and do the same.
你们也照样行。
That's the word for us this morning.
这也是他对我们所说的话。
We don't have to be like the goats.
我们并不需要像山羊一样。
We can be like the sheep and have eternal life.
我们可以像绵羊一样得到永生。
I'm not talking about just life after death.
并不是只是一个死后的一个生命。
We're talking about God's life, the very life of the Lord, the love of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the peace of the Lord, patience of the Lord, right now.
而是指着神的生命，那个主耶稣基督的那个生命，它是有平安、有爱、有慈爱、有忍耐的一个生命。
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we want to just thank you again for the clarity of your word.
亲爱的天父，我们要感谢你这些明确的话语。
Father, you give no room for self-righteousness.
你不喜爱自义。
As we look at the requirements, Father, in these six words, we first of all have to admit there is no way that selfish, greedy, independent people could ever fulfill them.
当我们今天早上看这六个词的时候，我们必须要说我们自己是没有办法，因为我们是自私的人。
But you've made provision.
但是感谢你为我们有所预备。
You've given us food.
你给我们食物吃。
Your very body.
就是你的自己。
You've given us drink.
你给我们水喝。
Your blood.
就是你的血。
You found us when we were strangers.
当我们是为客旅的时候，你找到我们。
Naked and you clothed us.
我们是赤身露体的，你给我们衣服穿。
You found us, Father, when we were sick.
当我们病的时候，你来寻找我们。
When we were in prison, when we were in bondage, Father, you came and dwelt with us.
当我们在监里，我们落在捆绑中的时候，你来与我们同在。
We thank you this morning, Lord, Father, for your Son.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，为着你的儿子，我们感谢你。
Who is life for us today, tomorrow, and forevermore?
他带给我们生，他今天、明天，一直到永远都带给我们生命。
May we receive today so that we won't be like those goats cast into utter darkness.
愿我们今天就来接受，就不会像那些山羊一样被落在永刑里面。
May we this morning be concerned about the maximum requirements, Lord. Live up to the maximum requirements, not the minimum.
亲爱的天父，愿我们今天早上来思想到我们最高的你最高的需要是什么，而不是只是仅仅活在一个最低要求里面。
Thank you for what you've begun in us. Please complete it.
我们感谢为着你在我们身上所开始的工作，我们要感谢你，求你继续成就。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
靠主耶稣基督的名 ，Amen。